This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues at this hour in the U.S. Senate. Senators have rejected four attempts by Democrats to subpoena documents and people related to the charges against the president. The senators voted along party lines to block motions from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena records and documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, and the State Department related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. It also rejected hearing testimony from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested grouping all the Democrats' amendments together for one vote, something that Schumer rejected.
But we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant and important to the country.
The president's legal team has been arguing all day that Trump did nothing wrong and that his actions do not rise to the level needed to remove him from office. President Trump, meanwhile, was at the Davos World Economic Forum on Tuesday, and so was teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. AP's Ed Donahue reports both talked about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.